At 7:06, we have 44 degrees, your temperature here this morning. We look for mostly sunny skies today with a high in the mid-60s with west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour here today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In local news, a Mills County investigation into the theft of a stolen vehicle resulted in its recovery on Friday in Red Oak. Authorities say the Mills County Sheriff's Office took a report of a stolen 1998 Ford F-150 pickup belonging to Michael Johnson. Through their investigation, officials were able to determine that the vehicle would likely be in Red Oak. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department were contacted, and the parked vehicle was located in the 200 block of East Valley Street in Red Oak. The pickup was impounded, and all information gathered turned over to the Mills County Sheriff's Office, and that incident does remain under investigation. No further details there yet on anybody being apprehended. Red Oak Police report the arrest on Friday evening of 37-year-old Joel Wayne Eitzen. Eitzen was taken into custody in the 200 block of East Market Street around 6:45 p.m. The Red Oak man was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and charged with driving while suspended. Eitzen was cited for the offense and later released. Authorities say they have found skeletal human remains in a drainage ditch in Council Bluffs. Omaha TV station KETV reports that officers found the remains on Friday morning just south of the riverfront exit near Interstate 480 in Council Bluffs. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation says the remains were of an adult. Police and criminal investigation crews remained on the scene long after the remains were gone, excavating the area in search of evidence. No human tissue had been found as of Friday afternoon. Investigators sent the remains to the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny for identification. The results are expected to take several weeks. Police Sergeant Dave Dawson says that officers were following up on a 2-year-old missing person report from Omaha Police when they found the remains. The missing person, Chance Fletcher, was last seen in a chase with officers under the freeway bridge. Fletcher would have been 22 years old this year. On December 15th of 2011, Fletcher led several Iowa law enforcement agencies on a high-speed vehicle chase that ended when he wrecked off of I-480 and fled on foot. Authorities searched the area for 2 hours with police canines that day, but were unable to find the suspect. Fletcher's family confirmed that he hasn't been seen since that day. In March of 2012, he was entered into the National Missing and Unidentified Persons database, but they're waiting on confirmation to see if that may have been the remains that they had found. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet on Monday evening in the Media Center at the high school. During their 7:30 p.m. session, the board will hear special presentations from School Resource Officer and Cass County Deputy Corey Larson, also from Eric Miller with regard to case curriculum, and Design Alliance Architect Jerry Purdy with regards to progress on the middle school renovations. The board is also slated to take action on an electric bid for the Atlantic High School auditorium light system, a concrete bid for the preschool playground at the Washington School, and a carpet bid at the Schuler S&P room, and also administrative matters. Discussion items at the end of the meeting will cover district goals for 2013 through 2019 and bonding for capital projects. Officials with the City of Walnut say the Walnut Merchants Association will hold a costume swap in conjunction with their Walnut Halloween Haunt, which will take place on Saturday, October 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. That event is sponsored by McCurdy's Pumpkins of Atlantic. The costume swap allows you to unload your old costumes, and if you don't have one, a costume can be picked up free of charge the night of the Walnut Halloween Haunt. Face painters will also be available to help complete even the most terrifying looks, and the swap will be held at the Walnut Public Library. Costumes can be dropped off at Franny's Attic, Sugar Grove Antiques, Bulldog Antiques, or City Hall, as they'll have other events going on as part of that event coming up that evening as well. Also, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Friday of an Atlantic man on OWI charge. 35-year-old Nicholas Allen Pelzer was taken into custody on a charge of OWI second offense. Pelzer was brought to Cass County Jail, where he was released later in the day on his own recognizance. Also, two people were arrested Thursday on separate charges in Mills County. The Sheriff's Department says 32-year-old Angela Danielle Neal of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault. She was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 26-year-old Nathan Michael Blazik of Glenwood was arrested on a Thursday on a charge of OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. And also, fall has arrived, and nothing tastes better than a big old bowl of chili. This weekend, you can find chili at all you can eat in the Pottawatomie County town of Neola when Arrowhead Park outside of Neola plays host to the Pottawatomie County Conservation Board's annual Chili Fest. The event includes children's games and activities, pumpkin painting, hayrack rides, and plenty of chili. All ages are welcome to attend and meet at the Breezy Lodge. The Arrowhead Park Chili Fest will be held from 4 to 8 p.m. today with admission $5 for 14 and older and $2 for ages 6 through 13. Children 5 and under are free. Arrowhead Park is located off of Interstate 80, exit number 23, with signs posted there as well. And also coming up here this evening here in Atlantic, the Atlantic Firemen's Parade as part of Capping Off Fire Prevention Week will be held this evening. That gets underway at 6 o'clock in downtown Atlantic. And if you're not able to make it out to check out the parade, we will have coverage of that event for you on our website as well at KJN.com if you go to the TV page, and you can find that video there for you if you can't make it out to check out the parade yourself. There'll also be some other activities going on in downtown Atlantic as part of the Harvest Fest celebration as well going on here today also in Atlantic, and most of that activity taking place down by the Rock Island Depot. That's a look at some of the latest news for you here this morning on KJN. In your funeral announcements here this morning, Dorothy Joan Bauer Kemper, age 82, of Des Moines, formerly of Walnut, died on Tuesday at the Taylor House Hospice in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Dorothy Joan Bauer Kemper will be held today, 10:30 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Joanne Villegas, age 75, of Irwin, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services for Joanne Villegas will be held today at 10:30 a.m. The St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin, Odie Funeral Home in Manila, has arrangements. Kathleen M. McDaniel, age 59, of Harlan, died October 5th at the Allegiant Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Kathleen M. McDaniel will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Norma Mitten, age 85, of Hamilton, Missouri, and formerly of Kirkman, died October 3rd in Hamilton. Funeral services for Norma Mitten will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Kendall Chapel Church in rural Hamilton, Missouri. Kevin Butch William Schwiesau, age 54, of Harlan, died on October 3rd at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. There will be no funeral service for Kevin Butch William Schwiesau, but a visitation will be held today from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Family greeting friends from 6 to 8 p.m. this evening. Richard Dale Carl, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home and Rehab Center in Erling. Services for Richard Dale Carl will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Donald W. Paul, age 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Don Paul are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this 7 o'clock hour on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.